All right, well, this is You Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me, episode 44. We figured it out.
Are we sure?
No.
Well, not anymore.
I haven't been here in 3 weeks, so I don't know.
That's Chase.
Hello.
That's Bo.
What's up?
And I'm...
the hostess with the mostest.
I don't even need to say it. Josh Sims.
But I'm going to.
But I'm
going to
say. So we're back with Chase Lee.
Yay!
Happy to be here.
Oh, God.
Missed everyone.
We missed you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bo, why don't you take 5 minutes and tell Chase why you missed him?
Well, first of all...
why don't you take 10, 15, 20 minutes and just let him know?
Look into his eyes.
Give me the full, the full thing.
Tell him how you're feeling. It's 2022, get in touch.
Get in touch.
Eye contact.
I mean, this turned. Tell, Chase, last week it was pretty spicy.
It was, man.
I was pretty angry and you weren't here to calm me down.
Yep.
And so, everything's going to be okay, man.
Was it spicy? You know, spice.
It was spice.
We were a couple. We were just a couple of the Spice Girls.
Spice.
It was spicy.
I'm
worried that pretty soon I'm not going to have anything to cheer y'all up with.
Yeah.
Right.
It's getting there, bro.
What a world.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
It's
Trump's been raided.
Mm.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah.
For something that every president for the past God knows how long has done. Supposedly the reason they I almost said raped.
Yeah. Whoa, Bo.
You think that's funny?
Do you think that's some sort of funniness? You're an idiot.
So I've done some little research.
Yep.
On this stuff, right? And so the president actually, there's been two executive orders over the past 20 years. George Bush signed one, and Barack Obama signed another. And the one Barack Obama signed was basically saying that the president and vice president each have sole authority to declassify documents as they see fit. And the reason for that, and Trump just said this a couple days ago, was... hey, just like everybody else in America, sometimes the president needs to bring his work home with him. So to bring a classified document home, the president can say, it's no longer classified.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. And they typically just make copies. So they won't have the original. They make a copy of it, bring it home, and then he can work from the comfort of his own, own home
but that
whatever.
Is still the reason, right? That they raided him is because he had classified information.
And so what I kind of think is, Crossfire Hurricane, the Russian dossier and all of that shit, maybe Trump has some declassified documents that could be real embarrassing for the DNC, and maybe they sent in their KGB, the FBI, love that, in to retrieve them.
Yeah, it's really, really kind of sketchy. Especially since, like you just said, like most presidents, like modern day presidents have done this. He even got with the FBI before he started doing it, and they told him, like, yeah, you can do this, but you have to have this certain type of safe in your house to keep the classified documents, all this other stuff. I mean, it's common knowledge that Bush did it, that Bush had it at his place in Texas. Obama was taking stuff to Chicago. Mm-hmm. He has his room.
And he lives in Chicago?
He's from Chicago. From God knows where, but he lived in Chicago.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the worst.
Well, it's Democrat policies, brother.
Yeah.
He wasn't feeling it.
Pa, 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 pa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just another night out there.
Yeah. Biden's doing it now in Delaware.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous that this is happening.
Also, lest we forget, Hillary... had hundreds of emails sending classified documents.
And then she, tens of thousands.
Hammered, 40 fucking Blackberries Once they were like, hey, we need those phones. She's like, whack, 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 whack.
You know what's funny? I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I'm really bad with phones.
I love the imagery of her doing it herself. I know she didn't.
No, of course she had people doing it. I would just love to see Hillary in there, though, just spitting mad.
She's got a drawer full of Blackberries.
Like full of, like, petrified baby femurs.
She's drinking her adrenochrome cocktail. Yeah. Opens her drawer full of Blackberries, and just one by one, she's got that fucking femur hammer. Pow, pow, pow.
Bill's just sitting there drinking some scotch, getting a blowy.
Getting his dick sucked.
Yeah. What are you doing there, buddy?
You go ahead, babe.
She's like, I'm next, Bill.
I'm next, the girl that's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not with
Bill. Send her to me when you're done.
Jeez. Yeah.
This is...
They're so fucked up. I've, dude, it's that's so like fucked for up, real, I think, what happened. that's what I think happened.
That's exactly what happened. But it's really quite scary that they are doing this with the FBI. The new... what's that new bill called? The Inflation Reduction? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
That absolutely does nothing to reduce inflation. Yeah. In there. And I remember you had brought it up a while back about the IRS buying all this ammo, and we were like, what the hell's going on with the IRS buying all this ammo? Well, now we know.
Yeah.
Why? So they've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah.
And
I read it a long time ago that they were going to arm IRS agents, but
yeah, I thought it was hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. I thought it was a small army.
Not going to happen. Yeah. I thought no way. No way that makes it.
Oh yeah.
So I have a real question about that. Does if let's say the House or Senate or whatever gets taken back to being Republican majority, is there like a revote process on that?
Man.
Or what?
So here's the difficult Here's the difficulty: once something is enacted, it's really hard to take it away. So what I think every Republican out there should do from this point on is run on a platform of abolishing the IRS and the FBI and then actually do it. Mm-hmm. I think they both need to go.
You know what's funny is remember the left for the longest time. We need to abolish ICE. We need to abolish this. We need to abolish that. We need to abolish all these three-letter bureaucracies. And now, once again, we've learned, like, maybe you were onto something.
A pledge of allegiance to the FBI.
Rocksuckers. And now the left's like, they're just doing their job. And another thing that I find absolutely hilarious is that... Did you know that the majority of people that are audited by the IRS make below $50,000?
Isn't that crazy?
The majority, not like it's not like half. It's like I want to say it's like 70 or 80%. Forgive me for not knowing the exact number, but of the people that are audited, make below $50,000.
That's the definition of punching down.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and who do you think these 87,000? New armed IRS agents are going to go for.
They're not exactly.
Going for the upper echelon of people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No. They're going to go from middle down.
Yeah.
Which, you know, middle down is in that.
Yep.
In that range.
It's going to get real bad.
But here's what, fast. Like, it in all seriousness aside, I guess, can you imagine like some nerdy IRS agent coming up to your house? Like, hey, sir.
That's why they're hiring
but
new
he's
ones.
Carrying like a little
yeah, but little it's not going to be guys like us. It's going to be some blue-haired little fucking Antifa.
You think so?
Fuck. It's not going to be... There's no fucking way that you...
There's some people on the left who are jacked.
Okay.
And that might like potentially... What? Oh, I'll go work for the IRS. Hell.
Nah, dog. I don't see it.
I bet you.
But...
It's going to turn into the most dangerous job in America. Somebody comes knocking on your door, especially in a red state.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Can you imagine how that could go, though? Like, hey, this guy's got a gun. And
you put me on?
Me for...
Did Chase send you?
These are the same people. This is the
you
same
some bitch. Tell Chase. He got me. That was a good one.
Same generation that doesn't know if they're male or female.
Yep.
They think that gender is a social construct. These are the same people that are going to be in the IRS, so I'm not fucking scared.
Yeah.
I think that people our age aren't... they'll you know, play along, but they aren't that way. You know what I mean? And I think...
You think people our age are going to join?
If they're on the left, yeah, I think. Mm. You know, if they're offered the opportunity is what I mean.
Oh, so this is the time when they'll use a gun?
Yeah. Think it should just belong in the hands of the government.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I saw a video this morning. I was switching gears here a lot, but I saw a video this morning of a guy walking into this dude's yard, and he was like, "Do you shoot my dog?" And he was like, "What? No." And he's like, "Just be honest. Tell me, do you shoot my dog?" He's like, he literally, it was the craziest thing. Took like a 4 or 5 second pause, and he said, "What was your dog doing in my yard?" And I was like, okay. So I watched it, and they're like moving and doing yard work and stuff at his house. So he's cool with letting his dog just be out and around. And dog wanders over. The guy is an off-duty sheriff and shot him with a pellet gun. But the pellet went into his lung.
Oh, man.
And he died. And he's like, well, the dog's fucking dead now. So how do you fucking feel? And...
Shouldn't have been on my yard.
Something along those lines. He's like, are you a cop? He's like, I'm not, you don't need to know what I'm doing. And then he said, what are you going to try and get me fired? And he's like, you're damn straight I'm going to get you fired. And I just thought to myself, like, I back the blue, but there is a very short leash with that back the blue. Yeah. And for that guy's mind to be like,
I'm a cop. I can do whatever the hell.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Try and get me fired? Like, yeah, bro. You should have consequences for the things that you do.
I think even a pellet gun, and I could be wrong because it's powered by air, but you can't just fucking shoot it in the middle of the city.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Out in the open.
But
I could be wrong. I don't know because there's no gunpowder involved. It's all air powered.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything against.
So he,
because there's no kind of requirement for purchasing one, mm-hmm. other than I think you have to be older than 13. Mm. So yeah, I don't believe there's any kind of law about. It's the same thing with like a bow and arrow,
right?
So yeah. this sheriff ended up having to resign.
Yeah.
But there were no like
don't fuck no with criminal dogs,
charges.
Man.
Or no criminal charges, and I feel like that's what would have happened to me if I shot a dog. That I would have been charged with something, mm-hmm. and it's like, how is that okay? And that's something that I agree with the left on is that, you know, it seems sometimes like judges just know people and they're like, yeah, he's a good guy, and we'll just give him. Well, you need to resign, but you can go work in the neighboring precinct or whatever.
The guy who, I mean, the only, because, and I'm no, expert in law, criminal law or anything like that, but I don't know what you would charge someone with killing a dog criminally.
Isn't that like some sort of reckless endangerment or something like that?
I think that covers humans.
Yeah, but you can't. There's got to be some type of animal abuse thing. Like, you can't, like, go. If a dog pulls up into your yard, you can't just grab it and drown it in a bucket.
True.
It's the same fucking thing.
True story. I think
they could have charged him with something. I know for a fact that they have.
But it was on his property.
I mean, you could probably get in trouble these days if you don't water your dog enough.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's got to be something. Yeah, yeah. And that's what he's
wandered into my yard. It wasn't on a leash.
That would be it.
It's ridiculous, man.
I do wonder if the owner of the dog could sue for civil.
Take it to civil court.
Yeah. Then maybe there's something there. But again, it was on the sheriff's property. And it sucks. I'm not backing the sheriff at all here. I love dogs. It's a dog. Tell it to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go home. Don't get, come home.
Or at least go talk to the neighbor. Be like, hey, man. I'm not trying to be a dick. Yeah. Because people nobody talks to anybody these days, but when they do, they're super confrontational, like on things like this. Like, hey, man, I'm not mad or anything like that, but your dog just keeps taking a shit on my yard, and I'm tired of picking it up.
Yeah. So they showed pictures of the dog, and it was like a 3-year-old.
No, man, little puppy, dude.
And it was seriously like it was this, it That's almost all, looked skittish.
I don't
you know
let
what I mean?
My dog out on the front yard.
Yeah.
You don't do it.
Yeah.
Because God forbid the one time that my dog does something stupid and goes and knocks a kid over. Because my dog will jump on people, and I try to get her not to. But God forbid she knocks a kid over, breaks his arm. Blah. I just don't want to deal with that shit.
Because you're going to have to put her down.
Well, I'm going to have to pay for that kid's shit. And then, yeah, I'm going to have to probably put my dog
down. We want your dog dead. Yeah. That's what it seems like, you know?
Yeah.
Put her down. She's a menace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't want to deal with that crap. So I don't let my dog out front without a leash. I don't do it.
I just
that's some common sense. But the point I was trying to make real quick is like there's no conflict resolution whatsoever. That could have been fucking taken care of really. You just go, hey man, I know you're mowing, your dog was kind of running around, but it keeps taking a crap in my yard.
Yep.
Like I'm not mad, I just, you know.
Yeah.
Let's handle this. Instead of just being like, I'm gonna shoot your fucking dog.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. It's so absolutely dumb. Ridiculous. But that's the society we live in now.
And that's also who I believe are I don't want to say the majority of cops, but a lot of cops are these entitled guys who barely graduated high school, couldn't make it into the military, and they walk around because the city gave them a job and are like, I've got all this power now.
Yeah,
Johnny from high school will see.
Yeah, somebody think they're untouchable. I'm a cop.
Like, if Josh starts getting a bunch of speeding tickets, we know why.
I just feel like when
he was a real big asshole to a cop that's now a cop. Uh-huh.
Did we say this? Like you pass a cop on the road, and the first thing you do, do I have weed in the car? I don't even smoke weed. What am I thinking?
I think we've mentioned it before. Or if we haven't mentioned it, we've just talked about it.
It shouldn't be like, I understand that laws need to be enforced, but to have this looming like
there are
big
so many
brother
laws now that they've just come up with to get people to pay tickets. It's another way of taxing people.
Yeah.
Is all it is. And I think it's so funny. And I know cops get a fucking kick out of it too. When they're driving down 45, going 55 miles an hour, and nobody will pass them.
That's what I was wondering.
I'm like, pass them, man.
I was like,
speed limit 70.
I was like,
he's messing with people.
They must think, every cop must think that everyone goes the speed limit. Except, you know, maybe that one guy that doesn't see him. Gotcha, buddy. Yeah. But really, when you look at it, if you like took a zoomed out helicopter view, you would really just see the maybe, you know, quarter mile of cars around the cop just fucking chilling with him until he exits, and then everyone's like, finally I can get to where I'm going.
And they're just causing more traffic.
They're like, I'm out here doing my job.
Yeah. Just pass him, man. I do it all. I used to be one of those people that was like, pass, I can't pass him. I'm staying behind.
I pass him all the time.
And then finally now I'm like, what? Over the past, I don't know, 10 years, it's like, geez, just go the speed limit and pass him.
It also pisses me off when cops do like 90.
Oh, yeah.
With no lights and sirens or anything.
It makes me jealous.
I've seen videos of like sheriffs pulling cops over or vice versa. They're like, hey, man, you're speeding.
Wait, I'm a cop for the city, and I have been for the past 25 years, and your ass is grass, buddy.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? I remember this video of two cops walking up to some guy in a truck, and one cop had pulled him over, and the other cop, I think, was like a sheriff or something like this in this county,
in the neighborhood,
in the state, whatever it was. And he was like, hey, let me ask you a question, where did he pull you over? He said, right here. And he was like, great, that's all I needed to know. They're walking away from the truck, and you're getting body cam footage now of like, don't you ever fucking pull someone over in my county again, all this stuff like that. And they were,
it's like, super
true. You want to do it? You want to do that? I'll pull you over right now. They're like in each other's face, like umpires and coaches barking at each other. I was like, bro, dude, what is this?
That is just like real life super troopers.
And that's a government.
That's what would happen every time I would see somebody in the Air Force.
Yeah, right.
We would just immediately just like dogs on the other side of the fence.
Then they open the fence and you're like, hey. Hey.
That's good talk. That's
fuck it, you, dude. But you know,
have a great day.
I just thought that was like, this is government funded, bro. This is what our tax dollars and government money goes to.
Yeah. Well, I think over the past at least the past 2 years, we've learned that our tax dollars go to everything but
ourselves.
Us.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Ukraine. Good for Ukraine. I mean, they're wealthy beyond their wildest dreams.
We need taxes for roads.
Like, then why are our fucking bridges in such disrepair? Like, not repairable. They are beyond repair.
And this shit going on over the weekend, like, you can't afford to hire them overnight. Just do it overnight. And I get, you know, they probably...
No, they've got more important shit to spend our money on, Josh.
They probably wreck it beyond like repair until they can fix it.
Yeah. It's going to take more of your shit.
I can't wait.
It's...
entitled is the fucking...
Well, they got to take our guns first.
How entitled is the government?
Which they're working on. Oh, they're super.
I hate it.
Yeah. They're working real hard on taking our guns first, and then they'll start enforcing this shit even more.
Who's going to come take the guns? That's what I want to know.
The IRS.
The IRS.
The guns? No, they'll get the IRS is going
to
take
the guns. They'll get the ATF and the FBI to come do that.
You think that they're going to do that? The ATF's going
to
be like...
You think that the IRS is going to come to our house and try to take our money? Why wouldn't somebody come take our guns?
Well, the IRS is... Yeah, again, coming for money. Do you think that people... Who goes into the ATF, right? Retired military, probably?
No, I don't
think
so.
There's some people that go, like, from the military into government jobs, like Border Patrol, ATF, FBI. But, like... So, when I was first getting out of the Army, I was kind of looking into some law enforcement stuff. And I don't... This was several years ago, so it could have changed. But I'm pretty sure... Because some jobs will take military instead of college.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think the FBI was one of them. I think you had to have...
I think so.
Some type of college education. Maybe a 4-year degree or something.
And you're too dumb for that.
Way too dumb for that. No. I think like one class at a time.
I don't... Slow it down for me, please.
What?
And I have to take that class twice.
What do you mean by that?
It's a long process.
There's a lot of money involved in this.
Oh.
But so I just think that there are those people who are going to be like, I'm not doing that.
Well, that's why it's so important to elect sheriffs. Sheriffs, like local.
Okay, so sheriffs are going to see the ATF rolling into town and be like, whoa, 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 get out of my town.
I think some of them will. For sure. There are sheriffs. Sheriffs are super important.
I didn't know this.
Because there are also, like, with the fucking mandates and shit that were going on during COVID, there were sheriffs that are like, I'm not enforcing that shit.
Yep.
We're not going to enforce it. We're not going to do that. And also, your local judges, your county judges are very important because they could also be like, yeah, no, we're not doing that crap. I'm not going to prosecute any of that stuff.
That's why we were so lucky here with our county judge and our sheriffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they went with it for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then Judge Keogh was like, meh.
Yeah, they did the 2 weeks, and then they were like, okay, we tried this 2-week thing, and
nothing's happening.
We're not going to do that. That's why all that trash from Harris County was coming up to Montgomery County, because they were locked down, and they were just coming up here to go out to eat.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's like, but you're still going to vote for the way you're still going to vote for Dora the Explorer down there, and she's screwing everything up.
But I didn't know that was.
You're still going to vote for it, but then you're going to come here for our freedom. That's what's happening in California. That's what's
I didn't
happening.
Know that was a sheriff thing, though.
Yeah, the sheriff is like, I'm not going to enforce that crap.
I figured, the judges and all that, but.
But sheriff is extremely, everything local is extremely important. I mean, even to your city council.
Hmm. I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but governors can actually kick the FBI out of their state.
Yes.
Really?
Because it's a separation of state and federal powers.
Right.
So, governor, obviously being the highest authority in a state, can come, or if FBI is operating in a way that the governor doesn't like, he could say...
So, DeSantis could be like, hey, FBI, get the fuck out of my state.
Absolutely.
Could he say that about the IRS?
Man, the IRS is, since... Fuck. I don't know.
Just heard that. I didn't know if that was true or not.
Because...
It is.
That is true.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be great. If it's like, we're... coming to prey on small businesses, we support that actually as a state. We don't want you here. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic. But you know what that would do? That's exactly what's going on right now is all these freaking people from these states are going to start coming here. And they're still going to vote for the way.
I feel like that's a bigger deal. I feel like that's a bigger deal than something social that they don't want to vote red on.
You would think that, though. But the reason why I'm so upset about all this California stuff that's going on, and it's not just California. It's Michigan. It's New York. It's New Jersey. It's all these blue states that have screwed their state up, and they're coming here. We've talked about this ad nauseum. But, and it's not just them move. It's them just moving here. Screws everything up. There's way too many people in this state now. They sell their 1,700 square foot home in California for $1.3 million, and they come here and overpay for houses because they can pay freaking cash for it and still have money, and that drives the housing market up. And that, and people like me that are born and raised here, I'm stuck where I'm at right now. I want to move, but I'm stuck. And then inflation, I know that there's a lot of federal things that go, there's so much into it, and it's not just the people from California moving here, but that's a part of it. Mm-hmm. Regardless if they're conservative or liberal, them moving here is screwing things up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that, it's inflation too. So not only are they overpaying for houses, which is driving the housing market up, there's inflation over here, so the Fed is raising interest rates to try to combat that. And so now you're overpaying. You're going to buy what used to be a $250,000 house for $489,000, and now your interest rate's at 7%. Like, it's ridiculous, man. And I'm so frustrated with everything that's going on. And that's just like a small thing that frustrates me. But I digress.
You know, the interesting thing with the
flip that fan on.
The Californians, too, is, believe it or not, it's actually happening to them as well out in California with the Chinese. The wealthy Chinese are coming in, and they've bought billions of dollars worth of residential property in California.
Unbelievable.
So their prices have gone up, which has caused them to be like, oh, shoot, I could sell. And then they collect a bunch of cash, and then they're like, oh, well, I'm tired of this place turning into a shithole. And then they come here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be interesting to see what, you know, this particular area and this area in particular is going to look like in 10 years.
And it does give me a little bit of, I'm not optimistic about it, but that I saw an article and it was talking about how Florida is getting more and more red because it used to be purple. Now it's like it's red.
Yeah.
Apparently. And that kind of balances me out a little bit, but it was just funny to me that they're writing that about Florida, but they won't write about how California's getting more and more left.
Yeah.
So Florida bad, they're getting more and more red. How, this is ridiculous.
But they don't talk about how more and more and more blue California is turning, because it is true, the vast majority of people of leading these states are the Republicans, but it's just turning their state more liberal. Not that people are moving there. It's just the people that oppose them are leaving.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Have you seen Dread?
The new one or the old one?
The newest one. Yeah. You know the city?
Uh-huh.
It's called Mega City 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I picture California is going to be like after China gets done with it. It's just going to be all these huge condos or apartment buildings or whatever you want to call it, but it's hundreds of floors.
It's hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. And it's free housing, but it's a complete shit.
Isn't that basically what the World Economic Forum wants?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's already what China is.
Yeah, it's already what China is. But so, hey, guys, why are y'all talking shit about China? It's the freest country.
Oh my God!
I can't believe she said it's one of the freest. Did she say democracy too?
I don't know.
She throw the word democracy in there about China?
Yeah, I don't know, but she's insane.
Give her a break. She's 107 years old.
Yeah,
and she's drunk.
She's being
all the time.
You know what I think? I think she's being weakened at Bernied every time she's out there. Yeah, just
seriously.
And someone's running out of things to say. China, one of the best, freest countries in the world. What? That's her niece and nephew.
Hey, I didn't say it.
That's her nephew's.
Free, somebody else said it. Whatever the fuck she said.
That's her nephew's saying that.
Don't take it from me. These guys over here said it.
Her college nephew's trying to use her house for a party. uh-huh. that don't know anything about history or current affairs.
She just comes downstairs like butt naked. She has a whole stash of Quaaludes. She's just high as fuck.
I'm like, damn it, Aunt Nancy. Who wants some of this?
Oh, God.
Teeth are falling out.
Gums flapping the whole time.
Oh, I'm God. Just wanting some ice cream.
She's pouring it on herself.
Oh, Jesus. It's like six or seven guys just puking.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. So.
Oh, that's just like, got this vision in my head that I wish wasn't there.
Yeah, I just need to go away. I wonder what other state. Like, name another red state that is, for lack of a better phrase, equal in value to Texas and Florida. Like, where else would they move?
Arizona's a big one.
Missouri is a pretty red state.
Okay.
I don't know about as far as people moving there. The thing that makes Texas unique, and Florida too, I guess, is what makes Texas unique is that it's such a big state that's remained red that has good policies for bringing business here. So we have jobs.
So that's what I mean. What's another state that...
Man, I don't...
Has that same sort of mentality for business.
I'm hearing... I've got a friend that's from Oklahoma. He lives here now, but he's saying that there's a lot of people moving to Oklahoma too.
What about Tennessee?
I think Tennessee... I view Tennessee as like... Nashville is the new Austin. Austin has turned to shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Nashville. Remember, they keep Austin weird, man. They had all these. They still have all the.
That's still their
South
slogan.
By Southwest and all this other stuff. But Austin used to be cool. It was weird. There's weird people. Everybody knew it was kind of liberal. It was a West Coast city in the middle of Texas. But like.
Still cool to go visit.
I haven't been there
Fuck
in
you.
So long.
No, not even. I mean, it used to be. Used to be. I haven't been in.
Fuck you, Chase.
15 years or so.
Why don't you move there, freak?
Yeah. God dang. Haven't been in a long time, saying it. Was going off of what you were saying, damn it.
Why don't you move there if you love it so much, you fucking
maybe
weirdo?
I will. Then I'll come back with blue hair and.
He's got a butt plug with a tail hanging out of it.
Oh, God.
He just comes in and goes, meow, meow.
Meow, bitches. Meow, meow. Oh, my God. Oh.
What happened to you?
Oh, meow.
Oh, meow. I've come back from Austin to talk about politics.
It's got a German accent.
I've come back from Austin.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? Why are you talking like that?
What happened?
Talking like what?
Talking like what, huh?
Oh, Nazi, Nazi.
You're so Nazi. Want to fuck my hot wife? As I watch.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Sven is coming. You actually met someone named Sven? Yeah.
Can I smoke a cigarette?
A smoke, please?
Oh, man.
Oh, what the hell were we talking about?
Chase.
Who knows now?
He said his story. I don't know why. I don't know why that was so funny to me, but.
Oh, you were asking what states are.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Tennessee could be one. I know there are people. It's getting harder and harder to buy land, like in Montana and things like that.
Oh.
Yeah, their prices are.
But I don't know if that's because of China buying property there or if it's because of that fucking show and everybody's like, oh, Montana.
I think it's more of the show, Yellowstone.
Oh.
I mean, I would love to go to Montana. I've heard it's fucking gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'd like to visit.
I definitely recommend checking it out.
Yeah.
Is Colorado.
Colorado's blue.
I know it's blue, but isn't that because of the cities?
It's called Colorado-fornia. It's because all the people from California first moved to Denver. And Colorado's one of those unique places where the vast majority of the people that live in that state live in Denver. Or it's Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs. Those three places make that entire state blue. Because outside of it, in the counties and stuff, in the mountains and... it's mostly cattle. I didn't touch it. I didn't touch it, man.
Doing the same thing. Maybe I did this on purpose.
Just fucking touch them. It's this fucking it's table.
Farming. It's cattle farming and shit like that is most of.
Wait until you get that done. Jesus.
I need a timeout, too.
This timeout was brought to you by Ghost Energy. when I have a rough day, I reach for a zero calorie, a 5-calorie energy drink. Wait.
Hold on.
Hold on. When I have a rough day, I reach for my 5-calorie... Wait. When I'm having a rough day and need a 5-calorie energy drink, I reach for Ghost Energy. Thanks, Ghost. Ghost is not yet a sponsor of the podcast, but they will be.
They fucking better be. So,
you two females ready to go yet? Jeez.
Oh, golly.
I swear to God, if you knock something over, Bo...
Hey, put it...
On the corner.
Oh, corner, man.
Take it up.
There's no corner.
Can't do it.
Mom. Help me with this microphone. Fuck.
Come hold it for me.
Come hold it. What are you doing, Karen?
Hey, my mom's name is Karen.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How does she feel about all the Karen stuff?
She freaking hates it, dude.
Yeah, I bet.
She's like, why does it have to be Karen?
Yeah, I don't know either. There's Susan. I've heard Susan a lot.
Susan? Yeah, that'd be a good one.
But Karen is so catchy. Don't you touch it. I swear to God, if I see you touch that.
Don't even look at it.
Do you want to switch gears? Speaking of people moving here, not that Beto moved here, but his base is getting bigger here in the state of Texas.
I saw a Beto sticker the other day.
I did too.
I just laughed. I passed them. They were in a Prius, and I looked at it.
That sums it up perfectly.
You know what really... just
chaps your
grinds
ass.
My gears about him and the media and all the attention that he gets.
He's so skinny.
No other governor. It's only Texas because they want Texas to flip so fucking bad because it's invaluable to the left. If the left gets Texas and California and New York, nobody stands a chance.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We don't stand a chance anyway.
He gets all this publicity and we always talk about context, right? So he's in Mineral Wells, Texas, of all places.
Where's that?
It's kind of west, northwest-ish of Fort Worth.
Okay.
It's where Possum Kingdom Lake is.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Possum Kingdom?
Oh, isn't that the one that they made the song after?
Yeah, the Toadies?
Yeah.
Down out.
Yeah.
Love the Toadies. Shout out Toadies. Anyways.
Toadies, come on the podcast.
Up your mind.
Anyway, so he's a miserable swells is what we used to call it back home. It's just natural. It just came out, miserable swells.
It's pretty good.
He was there. He's given some speech. And first he says that, so they're no longer using assault rifles as the vernacular. It's now this damn microphone, I swear. I didn't touch it, man. I didn't touch it.
Fucking idiot. Yeah, it probably has too much weight. That's why I keep mine like this.
Well, Josh, you know what?
And just lean into it. Make up your mind.
Decide to run with me.
You're gonna fix that tonight. And you're going to pick up right where you fucking left off. I'm deleting all this.
By my side.
We are a Toadies tribute band. Called the...
He's a miserable swells and he's giving a speech about...
Called the Froggers.
AR-15s and he's... You know, they no longer say assault rifle. It's weapons of war is what they're now calling them. He's saying these weapons of war were invented for Vietnam and they're meant to kill... They're meant to go through Vietnam. A helmet... At 500 yards, which is just a fucking lie.
A 5.56?
That's a lie.
500 yards?
And it will still go through somebody's helmet.
Isn't that like a sniper shot?
So anyways, so he's saying this, and some guy's like snickering, like, because it's just demonstratively untrue. It's a flat out fucking lie. And somebody like kind of makes a face, and he turns around and calls him a motherfucker.
Really?
Yes. And so, but what the left is doing, what all this media is doing, is that they're saying, like, Beto O'Rourke, heartfelt passion speech about Uvalde, and somebody starts laughing, and he calls him a motherfucker.
Mm.
Like, that's a fucking lie.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's lying about guns. Second of all, that's not what fucking happened.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he get chased out of town after that, too?
Yeah. There's a bunch of people with Abbott signs around. I'm like, oh, get on out of here.
They rode like, out on horses.
Mineral Wells is not a big town.
No.
So is he just hitting these little fringe towns? I don't think that that's his base.
I feel like
it's
if
not
you get,
his base at all.
If you get the small towns, you already have the city, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the city. He's gonna win fucking Austin, Houston. Well, it's counties. He's gonna win Tarrant County, which is Dallas. He'll win fucking Travis County, which is Austin. He'll win Harris County. He'll win El Paso. He'll win.
You think he'll win all those?
He'll win San Antonio. Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
Some of those bigger ones, probably. Fort Worth is coin flip. He's not going to win any. Even down at the border, I don't think he's going to win. So he'll win some of them, but yeah, I think the border will be 50-50.
He'll win probably like Mission McAllen.
I can't.
I don't know. That just flipped blue or red.
Did it really?
Yeah.
So, I can't wrap my head around there being so many pussies in all these counties.
Well, dude, so.
That vote.
Since. And this is why I think they're all in all this shit together. They're all in cahoots. Since the Supreme Court came out and overturned Roe v. Wade, 18 to 34-year-old males, that is now their number one thing that they vote on, is abortion.
Well, that they're saying right now, right? They haven't voted on it yet.
That's college kids, though. So, but it's fucking ridiculous.
That could change. I mean, think about how much time we have.
How does that
until then?
But I thought leftist women were fucking shutting their pussies down.
Not for allies.
Oh, I thought that was
yeah. Fuck Roe v. Wade, huh? Fuck that overturn. I'm fucking voting.
I'll fucking blow it inside you so you can go get an abortion.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go murder some babies.
Let's go, Chad. His buddy's just yeah. Fuck yeah. Bust a nut inside of her, bro. And she's like, yeah, oh my God, you guys are so progressive.
It is so funny to me that these feminist women that, like I'm going to work for this company because they'll pay for my abortion. Be like, you know why they're paying for your abortion? Because so it's cheaper on them, you stupid bitch.
Right back to work. You got no time, no maternity leave for you.
You've been bamboozled.
Yeah. You've been fooled.
That's it.
You fucked up. You played yourself like you don't want to work. You could get that time off, but nah.
Well, they're probably gonna take it away somewhere else too. Like next time she asks for a vacation, they're gonna be like, well, you
took time off to go murder your yeah. baby.
We you know, we killed your
that,
baby for
that
you, right?
abortion. Yeah. I think you're not gonna you know have that, vacation for about 2 years.
The whole baby thing? Yeah, we took care of that for you.
I've still got the hanger.
Yeah. Oh,
that's their symbol. Yep. Pro abortion is a hanger.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just dumb, but I don't know, man. Come November. I mean, people in this country have such short-term memory, right?
I think the left does.
The more things happen, the more people are going to forget about Roe versus Wade until like right before, and somebody's going to come on TV and be like, remember.
This is about women's rights.
Yeah. And it's
vote like your womb depends on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But if this whole FBI raid thing of Mar-a-Lago, I mean, something like 88% of the country, since this is a poll, but it was very interesting to see, 88% of the country disapprove of it.
Yeah.
Well, like, that is not good for the left.
Didn't that happen like right after they passed this bill?
I think the timing is very suspect.
What so the
IRS bill?
Inflation Reduction Act got passed, and everybody's like,
IRA.
This has nothing to do with inflation. In fact, the vast majority of economists say that this is actually going to increase inflation. They're like, oh, fucking go raid Trump, motherfuckers. Go.
I guarantee you. The timing, again, is very suspect.
Yeah.
It's like, so hard to discern what is really going on.
This is in the World Economic Forum shit. Like, just throw as much as you can, just overwhelm everybody with all this shit that's going on. Meanwhile, in the background, they're just slowly, they're slowly buying up fucking property. They're slowly killing cattle.
Dude. I understand that it's all a distraction, but that's what you're telling me that the big distraction is for?
In my opinion.
Is that it? So people don't notice that they're buying cattle and land?
And well, that's just a part of it. But what also people fail to realize is that this shit is going on all over the world. It's not just here.
Right. World
Economic
Forum.
We're so busy
form.
Worried about what the fuck's going on here.
Well, because I don't
Europe
give a shit what's going
shambles,
on.
Bro.
I don't give a shit what's going on in Europe. You know what I mean? Like, I want my way of life to... I want the American way to stay.
No, I understand. And I'm 100% on board with you on that.
Europeans want the American way, they can draft that into their government.
But it's not the American people that want this shit. It's the powers that be.
I know,
that want to stay in power, so they're just distracting us with all this shit.
So this
meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're all colluding.
This is what I've been talking about. Who do we have to get rid of?
All of them.
I know. All of them. You have to go and kidnap them at night. So, and it's got to be all coordinated in one night or two nights, because if anyone gets I haven't spoken with John.
John is in a camp.
In a couple days. They'll start to get suspicious, then they'll fucking leave to wherever their next pedophile island is. But if we do it all in one night, all in two nights, and just intern them somewhere.
I disagree. I think we let them know, like, oh, shit, they're getting these guys. We got to go. We got to meet at our pedophile island. And then we just drop a fucking bomb on it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that on.
I don't care.
But I think we intern them and then drop a bomb on that.
I don't care about any of those.
Do you know how much better the world would be?
Much better.
Because these people, you just said it, they want to stay in power. And this is what they're doing with society. They are constructing it, conditioning everybody to put them on high for the rest of their lives and their descendants. And I just don't understand how people don't get that. Because it's not happening right now, I guess. It's not happening tomorrow. It's not happening in a month. But it's long game steps that they're playing.
Yeah, you talk to and you say it all the time. It's measured steps.
Your kids are going to be fucked. And you're like, they say, well, I'm not having kids.
You know,
and that's
a lot of it, and I know I've been cussing. I know I say this all the time. You have to understand, the less religious these people get.
I know.
So people that believe in God and believe in Christ and, you know, are Christians, this is very temporary for us, right? It's only going to get better in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
This is all they got.
Mm-hmm.
This earth, this life, for those atheists, this is all they got, man.
But even they don't understand that being subjugated doesn't mean what they think it means.
I know. And I don't know why being controlled is something that is desirable.
Because it's all the free. They think about what they get for free. That's what they want, right? They don't want to work. They want a universal basic income.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay rent.
Not sustainable.
They don't want they don't want to have to pay for college that they elected to go to. They don't want to pay or do. They don't want to do anything.
Nobody should die.
I agree.
For babies.
You know,
I don't want to do stuff either, but I understand the logic of it, that's not feasible.
It's not.
Because whenever the government does give you stuff, they start to take it away slowly and slowly and slowly.
Nobody
and then
should
again,
ever die, guys.
Like I've said before, you're in a breadline and you're living in that Mega City 1 shithole.
Well, it's, you know,
where the cops just come to fucking kill you.
You'll own nothing in life. Like, it will all just share a toaster.
Well,
until the toaster's broken, the government's like, well, you're not going to get another one for another 8 months, so...
Yeah,
The Department of Toasters is...
backed up, man.
It's backed up.
Yeah. Backed up.
I don't know why. These toasters keep breaking, but you'll need to take better care of your shit.
We're looking into it.
Or else we're going to fucking shoot you in the face.
did y'all see what Klaus Schwab said recently, though, about those who aren't buying into the agenda?
Kill him.
He was like, his big fear is that people are going to band together on the outskirts of cities and create their own cities.
Do the voice, Jace. Come on.
What, Klaus?
Yeah.
I don't have a good Klaus. Y'all are the Klaus
guys. See, what biggest, he said, I'll say it.
The biggest danger here.
The biggest danger is that they will have guerrilla warfare on the outside of cities.
The danger zone.
He's concerned, which means he realizes that the free people of the world are like, fuck, I'm not going to go live in your mega city. I'm just going to stay where I'm at.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to band together with my buddies and we'll grow our own food.
Why do you think that they're calling us terrorists? Because that will be labeled as a militia.
You'll be socially ostracized. And if anyone sees you coming into
town. And then you won't get shit when you do need shit because your social credit score will be in the dumps.
Yep.
Well, he feels as though it's people like us who aren't going to buy into that. We'll create our own fucking currency.
Mm-hmm.
We'll create our own
little
economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, though he's concerned, he's like, in this article, I'll find it and send it to you guys. He's like accepting the idea that not everybody wants to buy into, you know, The World Economic Forum.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Russian.
I
was thinking more like Dracula. That was more like he's Russian. Romanian.
I mean,
he's Romanian.
I do think he is a descendant of Dracula, or maybe Dracula himself.
Isn't that in Russia?
Romania?
Romania is a separate country.
Romania is in Romania. Is Romania?
That's got to be somewhere near Russia.
It's Eastern Europe.
It is Eastern Europe.
And they have same. No. Mostly same.
I want to suck your blood.
Exactly. I want to suck your blood.
But I think
the Russian guy's
Dracula
like
was from in Transylvania.
And in
Dracula
Russia,
which is modern day Romania.
Romania.
In Russia, blood suck you. It sounds the same.
His name was Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad
the Impaler.
I mean,
it was Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Vlad is a Russian name. Fuck y'all.
don't accept that.
Biggest fear is people living in the woods.
And they scare
eating
me.
Their own food? Unless, must eat crickets.
Unless I am out there with my quaaludes. Eh. Did you see The Who is seriously considering, they're having deliberations now about changing the monkeypox?
Yeah, a little rebranding going on here.
Yeah.
That's what I told you.
I know, but they're actually now,
what
seriously,
are they gonna call it?
I did not see anything different. I was just laughing at the headline there.
What are they going to call it?
I don't know.
I'm excited.
They'll probably give it a number.
You know, I'm excited to see what it's going to be.
Pox 2.
Pox.
MP.
No, that's still racist. Racist fuck. I saw that.
Monkey pox. They're just going to abbreviate it.
Can you believe, like, saying that out loud? That the monkey part of it is what's racist?
Guys,
like, whoa, bro.
Monkeys,
I don't think so.
Are getting murdered in Brazil because of monkey pox.
Monkeys? Ooh.
No, like, I almost
said something just then.
They're legit killing monkeys.
Because of the pox.
Because of the pox.
Good. Well,
then, yeah, we got to change the snake,
man. These monkeys.
They probably got them out. They probably got real monkey pox monkeys out, but the monkeys didn't say that they had monkey pox.
They just assumed that the monkeys had monkey pox.
And that is the way the government
That's
will
what
do
Fauci
it.
Fauci did to gay people in the 80s.
Yeah.
Which, you know, monkey pox.
Dr. Fauci.
God, I hate that guy.
You see, he got booed at a baseball game where he threw the pitch.
Yeah.
He did that.
He was
again.
In New York.
He's a terrible person.
I can't believe New York booed.
It was great.
I was like, wow.
It's weird, man. Like, I don't understand why. And I don't understand how New York works anyway, because it's five different
boroughs,
but it's one city, kind of like England's five different countries. But
there
it's
are
one
different
country.
Mayors, though.
No, it's the mayor of New York. Anyways, you see stuff like that, and because there was people screaming, "Let's go, Brandon!" at New York mm-hmm. Yankees baseball games, like people chanting it. But like, it's like those same motherfuckers got AOC.
Because
so what
really
the fuck is going on here?
They're really socially liberal, and they're that's what drives their brain.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely, because if people really sat down and dug into liberal policies, they'd be like, "This is absolutely ridiculous.
This is dumb."
Yeah,
but I've got a gay cousin, so all
right, he can be gay.
That's how they tie everything into those liberal or social policies, right?
Yep,
and those are up here for them. And then you sit there and say, well, you're going to pay 60% taxes. And they're like, no, that's not true.
My cousin's gay.
Well, you know, Republicans.
But my cousin's gay.
You know, gay people are celebrated in this country. They get fucking parades and months and TV shows.
But it's if the Republicans were in, they would stop that.
Like, no.
What? No, they really think that, too.
They really do.
They do.
I mean, when Trump got elected, they
yeah, they'll
literally
deport my
say,
gay cousin.
They're going to deport gays.
To where?
Yeah, there's no gay land.
Gay island.
Gay land. Send them to gay land.
I've been there.
Oh. Gay land.
What'd you just say? My cousin's gay, you know?
You know, he's German.
I had to support him.
First presidential candidate to ever say, I don't care who you marry.
Uh-huh. The first.
And yet he is like
gonna
the
deport
biggest
gay
terrorist in the world.
You know what would be crazy?
Go on.
If the first gay president was gay. Wait, Republican? was.
That no. would be crazy.
I'm no. so drunk right now.
He's just like super gay.
I'm gay.
He's like, that's how gay I am.
You guys, I got something to tell you. I'm gay.
It's like,
huh?
What? Yeah.
We thought you said you were.
Yeah, we knew.
No, if he was Republican.
That would be funny.
Their fucking heads would explode.
Mm-hmm. No, they would say some shit like what they call Larry Elder. What the Black Klansman is what isn't that what they call Larry Elder?
Yeah.
They would just Uncle say Tom Uncle and... Tom.
So how can you could you run not declare a party?
You could, but you're not going to get a seat at the table.
But
you're,
what
you're
if
not going to?
What if you're out there saying
RNC backing?
What if you're out there saying all the things that everyone wants to hear? Let's just put the scenario there.
Okay.
Could you still be voted for?
You could.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could, but you have. It all has to do with these bullshit polls, too. Like, if you're not polling above a certain percent, you can't. You're not even invited to the debates. Let alone, you're not going to get. So, if you're not invited to the debates, nobody's going to see you, and you're not going to get funding. And it's very expensive to have any type of campaign at all, even a local campaign. It's extremely expensive.
Right.
So unless you're like independently wealthy, like I don't know why Trump, I mean, I kind of understand because you have to have the backing of the RNC or the DNC. That's the problem with this country. One of the major problems is the two-party system because it's just like South Park said, you're voting for a douche or a piece of crap.
Turd sandwich.
That's the problem. Like the vast majority of Texans aren't really even big Ted Cruz fans, but they just don't want Beto. So you vote for the lesser of the two evils, and that's not the way it should be. But you can't get a seat at the table. They have both made it to where it's impossible for anybody in the Green Party, if you actually want to run as a libertarian, if you want to run. The Tea Party kind of had like a little foothold, but then they screwed that up. But they were still running as Republicans in the Tea Party.
You have to. I mean, you remember leading up to the 2016 election, the Republicans were pushing Trump really hard, like, if you win the nomination, are you going to run as a Republican? Like, we need to know if you're going to do that. And he kind of, we'll see. You know, he didn't declare it until, like, the last minute.
He didn't say it, he declared it.
Yeah.
I declare bankruptcy!
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I didn't say, but, you know, it's, and I love that about him. At the time, I was worried because, like, oh my god, like, I didn't care, I thought it was great, but, like, man, is he going to be able to move forward without kind of bending the knee or kissing the ring of the RNC, which, you know, he ended up doing, I think, out of necessity.
Yeah. And also the problem with that is, so say it was Donald Trump, and I don't remember who he was even running against. Let's just say it was
fuck, there's 16 of them.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, right? He's a fucking rhino, I know it. But let's say Romney got the Republican nomination.
A fucking idiot.
Okay, fuck it. Let's use the next election. Say it's DeSantis, right? Say DeSantis gets the next Republican nomination. And then Trump's like, fuck it, I'll run as an independent. And then say fucking Beto's like, I want to be a politician because I can't win anything. And he decides, fuck it, I'm going to run for president. And he gets the Democratic nomination. The split vote's going to be between DeSantis and Trump. And then Beto would end up winning.
Yeah, which would be a disaster. But
because
that's a great example.
The left isn't going to do that. They're not going to let AOC run against Beto.
Now, the left would actually probably
they would
throw
actually
money
fund,
into one
yes.
of either they wouldn't do Trump. Unless, they'd probably throw money to DeSantis
yep.
under the table. So
Newsom did it to Larry Elder in California. He was paying like these fringe, crazy ass people. He was funding their campaign to run against Larry Elder, and then that in turn split the vote, and Newsom got to win again. And let's not Jeff Bezos. Who's the other motherfucker that's always paying for
Soros?
Soros is paying Beto's campaign. And so is all these crazy ass left wing Hollywoodites that don't even live in this state.
Millions of dollars.
So that's why, and he's getting so much media coverage. It happened against Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
He got he got way more media coverage than Ted Cruz does, and it's happening again with wheelchairs not getting shit, dude. Hot Wheels ain't getting nothing, bro. And, well, and Beto tells some guy, you motherfucker, and they're calling him a fucking hero.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the fundraising, last I looked at it between Beto and Abbott, yes, Beto has raised more. He's at like $27 million. Abbott's at like $26.1 million. So thinking Texas, right? Because all of Beto's money is coming from California or Soros. Wherever. They didn't really. I'm sure that Abbott gets some money from other other states or people from other states, but he raises most of his money here in Texas. So, I mean, I understand Beto is a threat. I mean, he's not. I used to take him lightly.
Hope he goes the fuck away, man.
Yeah,
I don't think he will. I hope when he loses, which I'm still like, that's me being very optimistic. Maybe if I say it enough, it'll actually happen.
You say it, you mean it, it'll happen.
I've been saying that I was going to win the lottery since I was like 15 years old, yeah, and it's not happening.
Oh, come on, man. Jeez, will somebody just do it?
Win the lottery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. You know.
Going back to Beto, I wanted to throw this in there. I saw this on our way here. It's something all of us red-blooded Texans
was it a billboard?
Need to keep in mind. No, it's not. Over this weekend, the Mexican cartels... it's like a declaration of war, in my opinion. They're blowing shit up on the border. They're actually shutting down the border crossing from Juarez into, I can't think of what part of Texas it is right now, but also Tijuana. Man, there's crazy shit going on at the border right now that the cartel is now like provoking kind of this confrontation with United States Border Patrol and Customs.
Is that because...
Why would they do that?
Is that because Biden said he's going to finish the wall?
No idea. But they are...
Which is also... You know what's...
Burning shit down, dude. It's... So, we want to keep... We got to keep our guns with those fuckers.
No way, bro.
You know?
Nuh-uh.
Got to keep an eye on the prize here.
No way.
If you shoot a cartel member, you're racist.
Hey, but just take solace in knowing that you can shoot them from 500 yards away.
Yeah.
Through that's fucking sick, bro.
What? Cinder block wall.
That's right. Through their helmets. Yeah,
with a 5.56.
It's so check funny this shit out. Just talking about the border real fast.
Wait,
30 seconds later.
Wait,
you know, because Ducey brought it up in the press conference. Like, hey, you know, y'all were calling Trump racist about this wall, and now you're talking about finishing it. And then they have the audacity to say, we're just cleaning up Trump's mess.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What mess?
What? This is your mess.
Yeah.
It's literally like my children. I walk into their rooms and it's destroyed and they're both just pointing at each other.
And then they point at you.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it was Maverick.
Like,
it was you.
He can barely walk.
It was you.
He can't get up there.
Papa. Yeah. You did this, huh?
It turns like. It was you, Father.
It was you, Papa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think it was me.
I try to get my kids to call me Father, and they won't do it.
That's weird.
It'd be hilarious.
Nah, that's...
Father.
Dead. Father. Papa. I think Papa's funny.
Oh, Papa's weird.
I know.
Papa's really weird.
But I think Papa...
Papa.
I say that with every... Like, I'll watch movies and just interject that whenever, you know, they might be thinking about their dad or something like that.
Do the same thing.
Papa. Papa. Papa? Papa?
I want him to call me Father.
Father?
Hey, go pick up your toys. Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Right away,
I mean,
Father.
What kind of culture do you want to...
I don't know.
Create?
Respect.
Yes, Father. Sound like a brainwashed little...
That's what I want. All right?
I want a brainwashed little asshole.
I want my ass to be clean 100% of the time.
Yes, Father. Like a robot, almost.
I shouldn't have to tell him to go brush your teeth 700 times.
Put on the white glove. Like, oh, no, Father, not the white
glove. Please, Father, no.
What's the white glove for? Oh.
Inspection. I got a belt in one hand and a white glove.
White glove
on the other.
I'm sorry, Father.
No, Father.
You're just whipping
please,
it.
Please, Father, no.
Just to keep them
they
on their
go
toes.
Super English all of a sudden. Just please, Father, no.
Just to keep them on their toes.
They like, I'm just eating food. They don't have it yet. Father. Can I have some food, please?
Can I have some more?
What?
Some more porridge? Give me my white glove. We will see if you can eat dinner tonight.
It's fiction time. Man.
Children! Come here. Light the fire. You can hand me my book and my pipe.
See, I feel like that's a Papa moment, too. Yes, Papa?
No.
Papa!
I do agree, that is a Papa moment as well.
Papa, no!
But Father, too.
Yeah, you're... Like, what was the Adam Sandler? Mr. Deeds, the football player. He's like, did you use foul language in front of a lady? Starts taking off his belt. He's a professional football player. His dad's taking off his belt. He's like, no, daddy, no! You just hear him get the shit beat out of him on the phone.
Oh, man.
We said daddy.
No, daddy, no. I don't know. It just reminded me of it.
No, father, no. It doesn't.
I even say Papa would work better in that situation.
I think, yeah, Papa would.
But daddy was funny.
Listen,
no, daddy, no.
You're just copying what Adam Sandler did.
No.
Yeah,
you are.
You.
Papa's closer to daddy than father.
Your mama.
Your mama.
This has really gone off the rails.
This has.
I guess this is the end.
It's been fun.
This is the end.
Glad to be back.
Just play the Doors at the end of every episode.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, you see.
See, you got to pay for it.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing called copyright claim, you fucking idiot. I ain't never heard of that.
Man, it's out in the atmosphere, man. It's free. You
know doesn't that mean I have the right to copy it?
You know what bugs me? Actually, yeah, right.
It's a copy, right?
Yeah. This ain't the original. You bought the copy, right?
That's a copy, right? That's what that stands for.
I think if you buy a song, you should be able to use it for whatever you want.
Yeah. Music industry.
Well,
because what? See, here's
you can,
what happens.
Right? You can buy the rights to a song.
They're fucking like you spend expensive. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying. Like, they want to protect themselves. So yeah. you put T-Pain's song on a racist video, and people are right. Like, T-Pain, what do you think about this?
Yes.
Like, bro, it's not his fault.
They do it to Black Rifle. Oh,
I made a song time. And some idiot bought it and put it on whatever. I have no control over that.
Yeah.
They but people
Black Rifle
then start to associate that song.
One of the people on the January 6th that was actually like probably had some intent on doing some bad stuff was wearing a Black Rifle shirt. So everybody starts giving Black Rifle shit. And they're like,
it's a shirt.
If a guy shoots up a school wearing Nikes, nobody goes to Nike and says, right. Hey, what are you gonna, did you support them? And yes. Like,
well,
no,
we
motherfucker. Like, we sell shit.
We supported their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I can't stand when people go after Black Rifle for that.
That's on there.
Doesn't make any sense.
The little circle with the BRCC.
Mm-hmm.
That's on that FBI list.
It's so dumb, man.
Fuck Black Rifle.
Fuck the FBI.
Black Rifle.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. BRC.
Oh, yeah. I get fucking sniped.
Target is down. Target is down. Roger. Over.
One of their training grounds is here in Conroe.
Cut that last part out.
What?
Bo was about to get real wild. He stopped himself, but he was real close.
What were you going to say? Something racist?
No, about the FBI.
You weren't even listening.
You racist fucker.
It wasn't.
Dick.
Yeah, the FBI have Black people in it. So you say something bad about the FBI, you say something bad about Black people. Mexicans,
that's
too.
That's it.
Everybody,
because there's probably somebody from every race in the FBI. So right. Why don't you just turn tail?
Just get the fuck out.
Get out of town, buddy. This town ain't big enough. All right, this is the end. I'm gonna cut it there. I'm done. It was a bit, but I can't do it anymore.
It was fun.
So this has been episode 44. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
It's been. It's got to have to have been a year by now because we took.
Yeah, we've taken some.
Some weeks off.
Time off. Yeah, I think we started in like September of last year.
Oh, God.
I don't remember.
Finally.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Terrible with anniversaries.
It's been fun.
No, that being said, there's a game coming out in November.
Oh, God.
And I'm taking that weekend off.
Nerd alert.
Do it.
So just so y'all know.
Fucking nerd.
But we'll just show up and
figure this whole thing out.
And
see that lock on that door right there? It's locked. It's going to be locked as hell.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. This is your
hollow.
This is your setup.
This is my Fortress
you're
of Solitude.
What game is it?
You're just going to start getting hit in the face with some type of liquid.
Hey, stop.
What is me that? And Chase just pissing straight up.
What is that? cut a hole in the sheetrock up here. You will be up in the attic.
Fucking nerd.
Stop. peeing on me, please. I'm not moving.
I'm still playing. What game is it?
It's
Call of Duty?
The sequel to God of War 2018.
God of War.
And it's probably the most anticipated game of
this century.
I want to say this year, but I think it's going to win Game of the Year. And it's not even out yet.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
So, yeah. The first one won Game of the Year. And, yeah, it really changed my perspective on storytelling ability. So anything, that's the game. That's the game that I would, like if I won the lottery.
You'd force me.
I'd force you. Like I'd just pay.
You're playing, Bo, whether you want to or not.
Yeah. I wouldn't make
you. You would get so frustrated watching me play.
I wouldn't make you play.
You're like. Like Jim in The Office.
Yeah, that's jumping exactly in the corner.
I would play. Turn around? But I'd actually have two other people there watching as well. And Chase, if you wanted to join, that'd be three other people. It'd be a whole series on YouTube.
And you'd make me watch?
I'd make you watch. I'd pay you $10,000 to sit there and watch. And I'd take all your phones at the beginning.
No phones. Put your phone in the bucket.
I'd pay you each $10,000 to sit through the entire game.
No.
Would you do it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you bet your ass you would.
For $10,000?
I'd probably do it, like, if it wouldn't take a whole weekend. I'd watch you play. I've been watching your shit.
Bro, if I won the lottery...
I wouldn't talk to you anymore.
If I won the lottery, you think...
I would break your femurs to make you 6'8", because all my friends will be 6'5".
Especially that... what was that? That billion-dollar lottery?
Yeah.
Y'all be coming
in 400 million out of that.
Y'all be coming in with like easy 5 mil a piece, right?
Yeah, sounds for good. Sure.
So you're going to be working?
Yeah,
that's what you're worried about?
I'd still be working.
You would not still be working
for
bro.
5 mil? Yeah,
I probably would.
$5 million? $5 million, you could start your own fucking business.
But you'd still be working.
What would I have a business in?
You have time to think, bro. Your houses are paid for. The 5 million, what is your mortgage? Like $500 a month?
Maybe in like 1985.
Be your property taxes.
For real, you don't have to go to work to pay for that. All your bills are paid for with that $5 million. Yeah, you have time to sit around and think. And then you start investing.
What is it? If you put $5 million into an IRA, which gives you what, 10% back a year? Mm-hmm. How much is that? Is that $500,000?
Yeah.
Is it?
10% of $5
million? Yeah, $500,000.
Yeah. You just live off the interest. Which even then, I couldn't spend $500,000. I could spend $500,000.
I could drop
year,
that in an hour.
Would I want to?
Oh yeah,
probably not. The older I get, the more boring I get.
Like, oh yeah,
I really actually.
I would have just a badass piece of property. I'd have a badass piece of property and a range.
One piece of property?
No, I'd have for me. I would own property everywhere.
Yeah,
I'd be like, fuck you, China.
You already say that.
Income producing problem.
True.
And you poor as hell.
I'm poor as fuck. I still say fuck China.
Fuck China. Fuck Bill Gates.
China is asshole.
China's asshole. Yeah, I'd be buying. I'd have such a nice.
Dude, I could literally talk for a whole hour on the things I would do if I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
Million ain't shit now, bro.
No, if I were a millionaire.
You'd have to be a 100 millionaire. You have spit right here, dude. Get it. Fucking disgusting motherfucker. Anyway,
China sucks, right?
You wouldn't be working. That was my overarching point.
All right, then, fine.
I want you to say
$5 million. I won't work anymore.
That's what I want you to say, and I want
I
you
just
to
said
mean,
it. It's...
I want you to mean it. You asshole. You were like, fine. I'm saying it just so the conversation's over. You're telling me.
No,
you're
not.
Gonna go back to work. And take orders from someone? You're gonna
No, I would be the worst employee in the world.
Yeah. Someone tells you to do something, you're like,
nah.
You know what? I actually don't need this. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
True story.
Maybe I'd give it a shot for a little while just so I could do that.
I would do that anyway.
Yeah.
I would go in on purpose for my last day, and as soon as they tell me to do something, be like,
just immediately go
nope.
in.
Nope. Fuck you, bitch. I've never liked you. I've never
and
liked
you
your stinky fired. Ass breath.
Then you get fired and you collect unemployment.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Wouldn't that be something?
You motherfuckers are just like everybody I've ever met who said they would work if they won the lottery. No, you were them.
For $5 million is what I was saying. You've changed my mind. Look, I am.
If I won a $100,000 lottery, bye.
That'd be it for you.
No, I'm starting a business.
Okay.
I'm putting it in a something like an IRA. And you can't live off that interest, but
I'm making $10,000 a year, motherfucker.
Nah, that'd be $1,000, right?
I don't know.
Math. No, it would be $10,000. Yeah.
Math is hard.
Math is hard.
Math numbers. But for real, I'm starting a business for $100,000, and it will be flourishing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
not me.
50 of it goes into the business.
How come nobody's buying my dog biscuits?
I make dog biscuits.
I make vegetarian dog biscuits.
Yeah, it's super niche. Like something,
dogs fucking hate it, but I'm still making them.
Yeah, something only
all the dogs are like skinny and starving to death.
People from Austin would buy.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a big town.
My dog's a vegan too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dogs like.
I primarily make sales in California, Austin, Nashville, yeah. New York.
Yeah, I'd have a ponytail and a braided beard.
See, all the dogs are like sneaking in meat into their house.
So, we really think. Hold on. We really got to cap it off.
Yeah. Mine wouldn't have lenses in it, though.
So, what you really need is your dog to be vegetarian as well because it sees that you're vegetarian. It wants that.
And plus, it's more sustainable.
And it actually starts to die because you
cow farts screwing up the ozone.
You aren't giving it vegetarian, and it recognizes that. And so it starts to die.
Look how depressed your dog is. Look at it.
I can see it. We're about to have to put it down right now. John, give him some free vegetarian food. I can't watch this. I can't watch you kill your dog. So take that. I'm out of here.
Done.
And they're like, wait. I'll take a year's supply. And you just turn
around. Give me a wallet.
Right before you turn around and you look at John, you're like, I knew it. You got it, ma'am.
Give me my wallet.
Fucking chumps.
Mom, get your credit card and pay them.
Get your credit card. Do you want little Rex to die? The fuck is wrong with you?
Pay them in and get out.
What have I told you about leaving my door open?
Literally just called her in there.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Man.
Give me your fucking credit card number. God, she's such a stupid bitch. Just hates his mother with a passion.
We need to start doing some skits with y'all.
Dude, I'm telling you, we need to win the lottery. Here it goes. We need to be on camera with this stuff. We'll start our own TV company, studio.
Mm-hmm. And we can say whatever we want because we're rich.
What we call it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Nah, the FCC would get us then. Ooh. Yeah. What would we call our TV?
If you put it on a net or like on cable TV, right?
Yeah, I want to be on cable.
Oh, nobody does cable.
Fuck cable.
That's true. You know, we're gonna be we'll start our own streaming service.
Subscription based streaming service.
We just have a Patreon page.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
We need to get a Patreon.
Yeah.
And we can have our supporters, our patron.
Patreon.
Our patrons.
Patreonians?
It's patrons.
Is that where the name comes from?
Yeah.
Makes so much sense. I've always wondered, like, what does Patreon really mean? Had I used my head, I could figure that out.
Yeah, well, you didn't.
How many people listen? How many people are still listening?
Anybody? Please. Anybody out there?
Why? Share.
I'm actually going to look into getting a Patreon now. I don't know why I didn't think of that before.
Yeah. Hey, you know, does anybody want to pay for this?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, they do.
I hope so.
They love us. They don't should. You? Don't let Chase.
I feel like we're getting better.
All right, well, that's the end.
Stay frosty.